This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Twerking.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go. We do a podcast on this glorious Tuesday. Al, how you been?
Oh, hi, Jerry. I had a lot of people reach out to me yesterday, both family members and people on social media, because of a news story that was going around about the town where I live, Bradley
Uh-oh.
Beach.
What's this now?
That there was two sinkholes.
Really?
Yeah.
Big?
They didn't seem very big, but I guess it's still a concerning thing with the sinkhole.
Yeah.
Both were on the beach area.
Mm.
Now, they said, I wrote down, like, where does the sinkhole come from? And it said there was a breach in an outflow pipe under the sand. I guess, I don't know, the pipe broke or something. And
yeah.
then it didn't. And but people get very worried about
sinkholes. And the sand sucks in, right?
Yeah, it sucks in.
Dude, that's brutal.
Yeah. And then there was another part. A little further on up the road where it happened. I'm not going to fall into the ocean, am I, Jerry?
Not into the ocean, but you could basically be covered and suffocated in sand and die that way.
But, yes, that's like if you were just walking along.
Yeah.
Which actually happened in,
there were kids that were digging a hole, I forget
Tom's River, I think.
Is that where it was?
Yeah, where they dug like an 8 to 10 foot hole in the sand, and then it all caved in on them.
Horrible.
Gotta be careful.
Yeah. No, thank you.
But yeah, this stuff with the sinkholes is very alarming.
Yeah, it sure is.
It's weird even when it happens like on a highway.
Yes.
How does that happen?
I don't know. The infrastructure is not good. I don't know. I don't know.
I wonder about that all the time. Like when you look at, especially if you see Manhattan from the sky.
Yeah.
Or a photograph from the sky, or if you're on a plane or something, and you see the amount of weight from buildings and all in this tiny little piece of land. Who's to say that piece of land goes all the way through to the earth, like through the middle of the earth?
I don't know.
What if it
to the
just,
core?
What if it right? What if it just goes down 10 feet?
I don't know. It's a great question because we certainly, I'm not getting on my soapbox here, but we certainly abuse the planet. We know
yes.
that, and I don't think. And watching that docuseries that I was watching about Rockefeller and guys like that from the early 1900s, and they have the images of what it like used to look like. So peaceful and flat and
oh, yeah.
calm. And now you add, you know, bridges to get to different, you know, land areas, islands, and you start building up and up and out. It's like, wow.
And we have 330 million people on this planet now.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's just the United States.
I don't know. I thought it was 700 million. No, I think there's a billion people on the planet.
Yeah, it's at least. Yeah, there's 330 million people in the United States.
Let's see. I'll tell you.
That seems like a lot of people, Jerry. Most of them are here in New York, in the tri-state area.
What is the approximate population of the Earth in 2022? So Google tells me. Yeah, we're both stupid.
What is it?
8 billion.
8 billion.
Yeah.
But I do believe 330 million is the number for people in America.
Okay. What is the I'll find
I
right
am
now.
A real
What
American.
Is the population in the United States in 2022?
Good one, Jerry. I like it.
332 million.
Ooh, I was almost,
so you
I
nailed
was almost
that.
There. I was almost nailed it.
Pretty good.
Almost nailed it, Jerry. Yeah.
Very
so
good.
I'm a little concerned about sinkholes. Like what if my condo goes into a sinkhole?
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, that would be a bit concerning.
I'm not worried about walking into a sinkhole because what are the chances of that?
Right.
But what if under my condo is just sand?
Your condo would collapse.
What if it's just sand under there?
Yeah, you'd collapse.
Moist, is it like because...
Moist sand?
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know.
What would my insurance company
no,
pay
I
me
don't,
if my...
I don't know.
If my condo fell into
You're
a sinkhole?
You're in a high-risk area.
Interesting.
So I don't know.
Would they have to give me fair market value for my home?
I don't know the answer to that.
if I fell into a sinkhole?
Maybe.
What if my car fell into a sinkhole?
All right, enough with the sinkhole. You're not going to fall into a sinkhole. Stop it.
Yeah.
So is it possible? Yes. Is it going to happen? No.
They've got it blocked off right now so that you can't fall into a sinkhole.
I mean, honestly, Chris, this guy is like...
In Bradley Beach.
Dr. Doom over here.
I'm just a little... Well, because my mother sending me
things. I hear you.
Things. NJ.com reporting on
I got to be honest. I'm not even being funny. If I was your mom or your sister, I'd be more concerned with the dog walkers stalking you and punching you in the face or the pliables people coming and attacking you than you falling in a sinkhole.
They're all dangerous situations.
Yes, they are. There. Yes, they are.
I'm dealing... Or the person who I yelled at to pick up their dog poop.
I mean, the dog guy.
Oh, that dog. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Legitimately, Jerry, if I wound up assaulted... There'd be a list of potential.
Yes. It would not be an easy case to crack for the Bradley Beach police.
But they also wouldn't be like, we have no idea who could have done this.
No, you have a very good idea. Like, the population of Bradley Beach. Let's start there.
Do we start?
Citizens.
Should we start a list of people that we're pretty sure this could be?
Oh, man.
That's possible, Jerry.
Might be a big list.
All right, so there are a sinkhole. Secondly, I was reading that...
You could stop that sentence. I was reading bullcrap.
Bullcrap. Well, I was reading an article about... this TikTok sounds like trouble. Like, people find things... Like different things start going on TikTok where it's like everyone starts trying it. And supposedly, police in certain parts of the country have been putting out... You know how you've heard like thieves are stealing cars using the key fobs?
Yes.
People leave the key fob in their car.
Yes.
Or it's even close by in the house and somehow they've got a piece of equipment that connects to.
Interesting.
Here's one that Kias and Hyundais.
I don't have either one of those.
With a push button start.
Yes.
There are people on TikTok that show you how you can start the car using only a USB cable.
Oh, God.
What?
Yeah, I don't want to know. I mean,
a USB cable.
Now, I don't have those cars.
Yeah.
Mine still uses a key, thankfully.
That is cool.
And my car is not a 2008. Like, it's a 2017, I think.
Yeah.
Or 16. I forget. So now it gets really old. I love the key.
My 2016 that I had a key.
It did.
But when I traded in for the 18, got a push button.
Got it.
It was weird when I had the key. I was like, what do I have this key for? Everyone else got the push button. But the key is key, Jerry, because no one's going to use a USB cable to start your car.
You wouldn't think so. Maybe they use a tree branch.
Do your kids like TikTok?
Yeah, Joseph does.
He does. Yeah. What does he watch on there?
I think Matthew, I'm not even sure. What's that?
What does he watch on there?
I don't know, but I can tell you this is where he finds all his YouTube shows from.
So this is similar to like Mr. Beast situation on YouTube where
he learns of these people. They post short, funny videos and then they say, check us out on YouTube. And then he checks them out on YouTube and now he's watching their show every day.
Oh, so it's like a cool little promotional piece.
Yeah. Yes. It's not. But I mean, you're talking about, you know, TikTok followers in the millions.
Yes.
For these kids.
I know. It's unbelievable.
It's unreal.
I don't know how they become so popular.
I guess you have to be of that age to where that age is the majority of the TikTok users. Like, I think it's hard for 50-year-old people to... I'm not saying you can't. Of course you can. But I don't think it's as easy to build an audience on TikTok if you're 50 as opposed to if you're 14.
Right.
Or 16 or 17, where you're still young and hip, as opposed to old and it's almost over.
Right, which is where the category I'm in.
We're kind of in that category.
Right now.
Uh-huh. Like maybe my YouTube channel has 22 subscribers.
Jerry.
Not 22,000 or 22 million, 22.
Yeah.
No zeros.
I did a start of the YouTube where I was dumping all the videos that I was posting on social media. I think I have 190 followers. Like, it's nothing. I put up a video. It's got 7 views. Like, what am I doing?
7?
That's why. I definitely have a video on there with 7 views.
Wow.
But on, like, Instagram... I get a lot more.
Yeah,
like I get 10,000.
So don't even bother with the YouTube then.
Yeah, but I feel like I've.
What's the point?
I'm not sure. I don't know what the point is.
Yeah.
I'm about to delete all of them on YouTube because it feels silly.
Right.
I go to my page.
Like you're embarrassed by
it. It's embarrassing. Which is what I feel like if I started a TikTok. It'd be,
I hear you.
I'd be like, you're on the radio. You have 18 subscribers to your TikTok channel. Like, I just, and that's not where my audience is.
No, I know. That's, you know, exactly. That's,
like, right. I've found out my audience is Twitter and Instagram.
Right.
That's it.
And so just focus on that then.
I did see a thing a couple of months ago when KFC Barstool was trying to build up the YouTube channel.
Right.
I guess he had gotten, you know, the company said, hey, you got to start building up this YouTube channel. He said he was talking on Twitter about it, just saying how impossible, like, it's so difficult to build an audience on YouTube.
Yeah.
Now, it seems like. Yep. I don't know. I don't know what. And then there are some people that have, even on Instagram, whatever, have all these followers, and they have the simplest things on there. I saw some food girl yesterday on Instagram. Her videos weren't slick. They had, like, no production.
Was she attractive?
Yeah. She wasn't overly attractive. But they were all, like, 1 minute long. And she had 3 million.
I don't, unless you get on it first, maybe that's part of it. You get in first in anything.
Yes.
You're going right to the top of the list.
Right. They say that about the social media. It's like when a new social media comes
jump
out.
Jump on it.
If you get on it first and early, the early adopters are looking to follow people, and there's not that many people on there.
Right.
And then all of a sudden.
You explode.
You explode.
As opposed to just doing nothing.
Correct. And not exploding.
Yeah.
Now, we did touch on the story this morning. I was hoping to get a little more details. You had went to the Home Depot yesterday. You attempted to move big cement.
24-inch by 24-inch paver stone.
Cement paver stones.
Heavy as hell.
You were going to get them and you were going to lay them down yourself.
Yes.
And you were picking them up in the Home Depot and putting them in the carriage.
Correct.
So then you could then bring them to checkout.
Correct.
I'm still a little confused as to how you
avoided it.
How you almost hit your...
Yeah.
You almost took your penis off, and then how you avoided it.
Because...
So you're wearing gym shorts, you were saying? Like a loose...
Correct. And so I'm holding it here.
You wear boxers under it?
Boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs. Okay.
So I'm holding it here.
Okay.
And I had to bend at the knees.
Right, because they say so use your legs to
correct.
Lift.
So I could get up and lift.
Okay, so the big thing is just above your penis?
Yes.
Okay.
And then rest it on the side of the carriage.
Okay. And then go into the carriage.
Towards the lower end.
Okay.
And as I went up and came down, it wasn't flat to the carriage, because then I would have had a major problem. The left side of the paver was up in the air, and the right side hit the carriage. I got pinched.
So you're saying, because you...
Had I put it flat down...
I get it.
I might still be hospitalized.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was so quick the way it happened, because it's heavy, so I'm trying to just lunge and get the stone on top of it, and then I can slowly put it down, because I don't want to chip it either. It's a brand new paver stone.
Right.
And it pinched. If I laid that thing flat on the edge of the cart, it might have been a guillotine.
Right, you could have... Oh, my God. Imagine
you're
working at Home Depot and somebody chops their penis off by
accident.
This
was literally 24 hours after I almost broke my finger. When Matthew dropped it on my finger.
On the same paver stones.
Yeah.
Did you successfully put them in or not yet? Yeah, it's like a weekend job.
No, I got 8 of the 10, and I got to get 2 more today.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where did it pinch you? Like, what part of the penis or balls?
The top part.
The head?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the side of it.
Wow.
But literally just a tiny little clip, which still hurt like hell.
And you weren't
and
bleeding?
And there's a tiny little mark, but nothing.
Were you
nothing.
Bleeding at all?
No. No, but it was, you could tell something little tiny.
Ooh.
Yeah. That was a close one.
Yeah.
That was cool. And I remember, like, I put it in the carriage, and I, like, literally stepped back. I'm like, wow. Like, crap can happen. Like, we always talk about, from moment to moment, who knows?
Right. One
I'm
minute.
I'm just trying to landscape the backyard. Lost penis.
Right. 1 minute you have a penis. The next minute you're in Home Depot, it's gone.
And I'm King Missile.
And you're King Missile with the detachable. You'd have to pick it up off the ground to get it reattached.
God.
Like John Wayne Bobbitt had to do when his wife cut his penis off and threw it out the window.
Luckily, none of that happened.
Yeah.
I narrowly avoided it.
That is unbelievable.
We are good.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It reminded me, though, Craig had a story, Craig Carton, afternoon host, where he got his penis caught and ripped. Something having to do with the trunk of a car.
What?
Yeah, where he got it caught on the latch.
Oh,
yeah.
That sounds horrible.
I wish this was one of the days he was popping, bopping around in here. I would call him in here for that.
Good grief, dude.
Yeah, like actually, he said it was gushing blood.
Oh, okay. All right, you know what? Now I feel sick.
Yeah. Well, listen, you got to be very careful around that.
It is weird. Usually am.
It's very weird as animals that we would have our genitalia on the outside of our bodies.
Where do you want it? On the top of your head?
I bang my head all the time. I would not want my penis on the top of my head. But like a woman's private parts are internal.
Right.
Very protective.
Mm-hmm.
When males get scared, the genitalia pulls up in the body. The balls retract a little bit.
Right.
Because it knows it needs to be protected.
Nothing rolled up yesterday on me. Just a normal day.
Mm.
Yeah. But again, everything worked out fine. No big deal.
No wonder why workers, like construction workers, wear heavy pants.
Yeah.
Heavy jeans.
You got to be careful. You're literally one misstep away from losing a toe or,
yeah,
you know, God knows what.
Right. That's why they wear steel tip boots, yeah, right? You don't want to chop a toe off.
Yeah.
You wear those. What's the brand name for the stuff that the guy's working on?
Oh,
outdoors?
I know what you're talking about. The clothes?
Yeah. Carothers or...
I know what you're talking about. I don't know off the top of my head.
Dickies make some nice stuff.
Yes, they do. That's a good one.
But there's another one I keep forgetting.
Yep. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But I don't know off the top of my head.
They make the nice jackets. You got to be careful. That's why you get a nice truck.
It's no joke.
Do you think about that, your mortality, when you're driving to and from work every day? Like, I think of it while I'm driving.
What do you mean?
Just, you know, especially, and I know it could happen any time of the day. But when you're driving at 3 a.m.,
yes,
4 a.m., and you're on a road, let's say, with oncoming traffic, mm-hmm, and there's just a line between,
yes,
you, there's no barrier.
Yes. Your life could end at any moment.
That guy could be
sleeping,
drunk, checking his phone.
Yeah.
And if they cross over, you're dead.
Very likely. Or, I like to think with the seatbelt and the airbag, you've got a chance.
Yeah.
But very likely it's not going to end well.
Or like when you're going through an intersection at that hour.
Yeah.
You know, especially in New York when, yeah, you know, the lights line up.
Which
you're like,
I do every day.
Yes.
And I time them. But as I've told you, I always look to the one-way arrow. And before I, not that I'm stopping, but I always slow down slightly because they do time up.
Right.
I'm always looking to that street looking for a guy speeding to kind of blow through it.
Right.
Because that's how my friend almost died. Luckily, 12, 13 years later, he's still with us. But, I mean, he was in a full body cast, for Christ's sake. So I know exactly what you're doing. Car ruined. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. I do think, like, I actually think about it while I'm, yeah, driving,
yeah,
in the city.
No, the thing I can't get out of my head lately, and probably because it's been 13 years now on this show and in this time slot, I can't get out of my head the end of the careers of Imus and when it happens to Stern and how all of that time, and again, it's because my baseball thing just ended. I'm like, wow, 13 years here and gone. Like, I'm not going to be a head coach ever again. Like, wow.
Right. Huh? That's over.
It's over. And it's like, you're going through this time period where we're doing morning radio in New York City on a gigantic radio station. And the end is probably closer than the beginning now, I would think.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, the end could be today, could be tomorrow, could be next week, could be 5 years from now. I don't know. But it's like, have we appreciated it? It's 13, more for you than me, 15 years. It's 13 years for me, 13 and a half. Have I appreciated every day? No, I probably haven't, although I think about it a lot.
Yeah, I once heard Jim Norton, the comedian, talk about this. He says that he only appreciates things after they're done.
Yeah, most people.
But I think that's fine, like, to be able to look back on those things with, like, wow, I did some good stuff here.
For sure.
Or that was, boy, what a run that was.
And we're lucky in that a lot of it lives online.
Yes.
So there,
now it does, right.
There is even, and even a lot of the Boomer and Carton stuff is still there. Not as much as the Boomer and Geo, because more and more gets recorded and posted right now. But there's still a lot of Boomer and Carton stuff out there also.
But like right now, like when I used to work with Booker on K-Rock,
yeah,
none of that was recorded.
You have nothing.
I have a couple things that I recorded myself.
Right.
But I'd have to go find the sure CD that it's on wherever.
At the radio station.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're saying. I know.
And then there are also other things like that we do here at WFAN, because it's a very topical thing. You wouldn't go, like, the stuff that's online that gets replayed are the non-sports probably mm-hmm related things. Otherwise, like, the sports-related stuff is newsy, and it doesn't, why would you go
it's
back?
It's here today,
and
gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would you go back and listen to the Yankees, getting shut out, us talking about it? It was a
right
one game in a 162-game season.
And then they ripped off five straight wins, so it's useless.
Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it's all very strange. And I also think, too, none of us, maybe you did, I never did until recently really think like this. As my kids are getting older, my parents are getting older, I'm getting older.
Right, your coaching career ended, so that was
yeah,
a,
that
was
one really
model,
has
so
not, and I don't mean it to be like sad, depressing, and sappy. It's more like, holy crap, like that chapter in my life just closed.
Yes.
And not to say I couldn't do it again. I could, but I'm not going to have my kids there. That's not the same, you know? And it's weird, too. Like, I'm 48. I think Brandon Tierney's 47. He's just starting with his son, who's 7. You know, so it's like, I'm done. He hasn't even begun yet.
Yeah.
He's got 6, 7, 8 years in front of him, you know?
Then the next thing that happens is if your kid goes off to school, college.
Yeah, it's right now the early returns are he doesn't want to.
Or so, moves out. Like, whenever that
yes
part is.
I would think, and I don't know, I mean, Matthew's a very responsible, mature kid, kind of, very much the way I was. I could see him saying, I'm making good money, I'm going to move out. I could also see him kind of good, you know, maybe 25, you know, whatever.
Yeah, let me save up this money so
yeah
I can
100%. I don't think he'll be, a lot of kids stay in their parents' house till they're in their 30s. I don't see that. But I, you know, I don't see him, based on conversations we've had, I don't see him wanting to go away to school. I think he wants to commute because he likes his job. He kind of likes where he lives. We give him all the freedoms in the world.
Right.
But yes, the day he walks away and decides to do that, that'll be worse for my wife than me. I mean, I'll be okay with it. I'll feel sad, but I mean, she'll be a disaster. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It is interesting. Like, if a kid wants to stay home, that's nice knowing that the kid's not looking to get out as far as like
run away from us.
Right.
Yeah.
They have a good home life.
100%. And I do think we've provided that for our two boys for sure. So. Hmm. All right.
That was nice. I think it was a nice ending. It sounded sad, but I think it was a nice ending.
It's both.
Yeah.
It's depressing.
Bittersweet, would you say?
What's that?
Bittersweet, they say.
Yeah, for sure.
It's bittersweet.
You want your kids to do great, but you want them around.
Yes.
You know, and at some point they're not going to be.
Right.
So it's all, these life conversations are weird because they're eye-opening. I'll tell you this too, real quick. And this is something we've talked about also. When I was checking out at Home Depot yesterday and realized that my life was okay. I gotta tell you, being online with people, and I've said this before, and I don't mean it for everybody, but clearly there are some people that are not meant to be together for a long period of time. There were 3 other couples online in front of me. Each one of them looked like they wanted to kill. There were one guy was online with his wife. He couldn't open his mouth without her rolling her eyes at him. And it was like the woman comes over with the gun to scan the lumber they were buying. And he's like, oh, hey, how you doing? Having a good day? And the woman starts rolling her eyes. Like, oh, you got to talk to everybody. And he's like, yeah, we've got 4 of these. I told her already. He goes, okay, I'm just letting her know. She's only going to scan it once and hit 4. And then she goes to get the bag. And there was a bag underneath. He goes, there's another one underneath. I told her. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, what is your problem? And he looked like, you know what, honey?
Right.
I'm going to go take a walk to Keyport. You go home.
Honey, can you hit me with this 2x4?
Oh, my God. God, dude.
Put me in my misery.
Then the people in front of me were fine. Then the people in front of them were arguing over what plants to buy as if this was a world problem.
I think Home Depot is a stressful place.
I don't know.
Although not buying plants. But lumber sounds like it could have been trouble down the road.
I guess.
You almost lost your penis.
I think if you like each other, you're okay. And if you can't, if you've been together too long and you can't stand each other, life blows.
Yeah, then everything sucks.
Yes. And you see so much of it now. It really is. It's terrible. But, all right.
All right, let's end on that note, Jerry. That was better.
You were doing so good before.
You're back with Sal tomorrow morning. I'm back with CeeLo.
This is what I'm told.
And then the warm-up show that I did with CeeLo is right here. CeeLo!